Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's Thanksgiving here in the United States, and rather than record a new episode, I'm going to replay an old one, episode 346 of Phoneboy Speaks, which in turn pulls from an old episode of No Agenda, episode 359. Enjoy!
A lot of what we learned about what Thanksgiving is or how it came about in the United States is kind of wrong. It really didn't get codified until Abraham Lincoln did, and then, you know, and it was kind of a celebration that happened infrequently before then. There's this myth that got sort of reverse engineered into it about the Pilgrims and the Native Americans and God knows what else. And you know, we have the current holiday where you know, right afterwards we'll go shopping on the computer, but meanwhile we'll sit around with the family and eat lots of turkey and perhaps watch some football or something along those lines. That's what we do in the U.S., and that's that. But I'm going to leave you with this clip from No Agenda episode 359 from 2 years ago, talking about the real origins of the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. and the bogativeness of it all.
The president, this is quite amazing, actually, what has happened with this holiday. And we talk about this every single year. It's a fake holiday. John will give you the genesis of Thanksgiving, which we're always happy to give to you. But I thought the president, I thought the way he twisted this holiday into the war holiday is just fantastic. Because, of course, every year on Thanksgiving, what do we do, John? We always thank the troops. That's what we're thankful for.
From my family to yours, I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Like millions of Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and I will spend the day eating great food, watching a little football, and reflecting on how truly lucky we are.
Like all elites will be doing. Some people are doing other things, like, I don't know, working, volunteering.
As Americans, each of us has our own list of things and people to be thankful for.
Oh.
But there's some blessings we all share.
What's that?
We're especially grateful for the men and women who defend our country overseas.
Yes. Now, doesn't that mean that that's just a war holiday?
Well, curiously, it's probably more traditionally a war holiday to begin with.
Well, it doesn't make me feel good.
Well, that may be the reason that they concocted this cock and bull story about the Pilgrims and the Indians and all the rest of it. We do have a link in the show notes to a piece I wrote and rewrote a couple of times. I have the 2009 edition, which you can read, but it discusses the...
This is the genesis of the nature of your name, Buzzkill, because a lot of people don't get this. People who don't listen to the show, they're like, what a dick. It's Thanksgiving, man. Don't be such a buzzkill.
Actually, let me take a look at the, there's a couple of pieces. Actually, in 2004, I first put this on the blog under a blog post called Bite Me.
See?
I love Thanksgiving, but I don't for a moment think it's anything but a somewhat phony and artificial holiday, since it's our only true de facto two-day holiday, more than makes up for any flaws. But let's not be fooled by the Pilgrim nonsense. The term Thanksgiving was brandished throughout the U.S. history and officially codified by Lincoln in 1863 at the behest of activist writer Sarah Hale. Before 1863, there was no Thanksgiving per se, but a lot of proclamation giving thanks for this and that, all called Thanksgiving. There are virtually no Thanksgiving events from the Thomas Jefferson administration until Sarah revisited the dying idea.
No Thanksgiving for you!
Her rationale was that Americans didn't have enough holidays. The Lincoln Thanksgiving was justified as a celebration of the North's victory in winning the Battle of Gettysburg, and had absolutely nothing to do with pilgrims or anything of that sort. That nonsense was all reverse engineered by sentimentalists. Even the first supposed Thanksgiving in 1621.
Did you throw in the suffragettes? Throw in the suffragettes somewhere that we need that.
I don't have. I'm not going to. Those poor women.
Listen to
it. It was a 3-day one shot party modeled after something called Harvest Home. It wasn't called Thanksgiving. Harvest Home was the end of a harvest party celebrated in parts of the British Isles. This party didn't happen again, in fact, until most of the invited... until I got some citation here.
Yeah.
Most of the invited Indian guests in to the 1621 event were later butchered by the growing population of settlers.
Thanks. Hey, thanks. So wait a minute. Well, we thanked them and then we killed them? Is that how it worked?
Well, no, there's no thanks involved. This was Harvest Home. The one documented Thanksgiving was a one-shot celebration to be held on June 20th, 1676. Thanksgiving was used more as a generic term for taking an ad-libbed holiday. There were some references to it being an occasional homage to the pilgrims now and then, but most people thought that that part was silly. Jefferson was particularly annoyed by the notion.
I love this.
Anyway, I can go on. It's a long piece. You can read it on
the show notes. We'll put it in the show notes. 359.
It is bullcrap.
It's bogative. Bogative is what it is.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.